Good morning to you all. It's so good to see each and every one of you here at Grace Bible Church today. In our call to worship, we are in Ezra chapter 4, and we're working our way through the book, highlighting some of the very important lessons that we find in this particular book of the Bible. I come to the last few verses of chapter 4, where we read in verse 23, "Now when the copy of King Ahasuerus' letter was read before Rehum and Shimshai the scribe and their companions, they went up in haste to Jerusalem unto the Jews and made them to cease by force and by power. Then ceased the work of the house of God which was in Jerusalem. So it ceased until the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia." They had a presidential decree that came down from Ahasuerus to stop the work. They had convinced Ahasuerus that the wall was being built in defiance of the Babylonian kingdom, right, or the Persian kingdom, as opposed to it being something that was started by a previous king, Cyrus. And so they went up there and they had a big, huge show of force. Now remember, this is a tiny remnant that came back from captivity to rebuild the wall. And so they come in, it says, and they made them to cease by force and by power. And they stopped it until the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia. What happens whenever God's work has setbacks? You know, I think sometimes we always take a short-term view of things rather than a long-term view of things. It looks pretty dire as these believers have come back to rebuild the wall and to get the temple rebuilt. They want to reestablish the city of Jerusalem, and they get a decree. Another individual says, "Stop the work." And so they come in there with force. Well, they had their swords and they had all of their spears, and they said, "You stop. We've got an official decree. You can't rebuild this wall." And so they stopped. Is that the end? No. Does God's work ever really end? You know, we need to be reminded of that. Though someone may lose their life as a martyr for the cause of Jesus Christ, I was thinking just this morning of John and Betty Stamm, who responded to the call to go to China as missionaries in the early 1930s. They had just given birth to a little baby girl. The baby was about 8-9 months at the time when the Chinese officials came in and arrested them. They were able to get the baby hustled away by one of the nurses who took it to a port of call, and they sent the baby to dwell with the China Inland Mission, and then was brought to the United States. By the way, their little child just died recently at the age of 82, I believe it was. But I couldn't help but think these two were hustled out of their house. They were not put on trial. They were taken to the top of a hill inside the city where they had been ministering. They were ordered to kneel down. They were told in Chinese, "You may say something before we execute you." And John and Betty Stamm, Betty was trembling, of course, and John lifted up his head toward heaven and he said, "Lord, may our blood be the beginnings of more people to come to China to carry the gospel of Jesus Christ." And they beheaded both of them. It seemed like the end. But do you realize that the deaths in the early 30s of John and Betty Stamm was the beginning of another missionary movement to the Far East? There were hundreds and hundreds of college students that were in Bible institutes and colleges that said, "I want to go." In complete contrast to the idea, "Well, if you go, you'll be killed." They said, "No, we'll go because God will take care of us." And hundreds of young people went to the Far East. Women, men, couples. And it continued on all the way through World War II. By the way, one of the young men that was already there was a man by the name of Eric Little, who had won in the 1924 Olympics, who refused to run on Sunday. You may remember his story. He was in China at that particular time. His parents were missionaries to China at that particular time. And they weighed, "Should we stay?" And they stayed. He later died of a brain tumor while he was in an internment camp during World War II. But what seems like the end may just be a very great beginning. Because we're going to read in the next chapters that they go back and they go through the archives and they find the original letter by Cyrus that gave them full permission to rebuild Jerusalem and ordered that all of the supplies be provided out of the treasury of Persia. It took going back. It took years. But they came back and they said, you have full permission. You can restart the wall again. That would happen in a few chapters. Listen, folks, there are many setbacks that come in the work of the Lord. But God spans all eternity. And a setback may seem like forever to us, but it may just be a moment in God's plan, in God's time. What's our responsibility in the setbacks? Just be faithful. You know what those saints of the Lord did? They continued to write letters back, says, please check the record. Go back and check the record. And Darius's men went back and checked the record, and they came to the king and said, yes, it's true. What they've been saying is true. And so he allowed the work to continue. Had to wait for another king to pass away before he could come into power to be able to be the one. What a reminder, folks. Don't allow yourself to be captured by the circumstances of the moment. Just be faithful. Just be faithful to the Lord. Honor His Word. Trust in Him. Because God's work will be performed. He is coming back. He will rule and reign on this earth. He will establish peace on this earth. He will accomplish His purposes. Minor setbacks do not deter God. God is not deterred. What a reminder to us to trust in our powerful, righteous, and heavenly God. To not be afraid of the momentary circumstances that come our way. Just be faithful and trust in our mighty God.